Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. In no words, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey, folks. It's time for another In a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, reminding us all there are certainly many wonderfully cool culturally, rock star, historical stuff, flat out fun here in Mississippi. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Okay, today I get to spend this time with another pal, another incredibly talented singer-songwriter that did rock Music City and continues to do so, I can tell you that. When moving to town, he established himself as one of Nashville's most sought-after songwriters, very prolific. For years, he's topped the charts with classics in the making for the industry's biggest stars. Love Me If You Can by Toby Keith, Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney, People Loving People by Garth Brooks, small artists as you can tell. I'm trying. I mean, are you kidding me? Trace Atkins, the greatest song Trace Atkins ever did was I'm Trying. Period. Something to be proud of. Also, Speed by Montgomery Gentry. Many, many more. He's also a very good guy, and I love this man. So let's get to know him better in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, my pal, the fabulous Chris Wallen. Chris.
Fabulous, he says.
You like that? Huh?
I like it, man. I'm impressed with myself.
Well, we've all been impressed with you for years. It's about time you joined the party.
Man, that's called being a lucky redneck, that's called.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, that's all right. We'll take luck. You know, here's the deal. There's no way luck has to come into play, but you and I both know the work and the preparation and being prepared for the moment allows luck to happen in a big way.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. Nobody, it's so funny, you know, songwriters are some of those people when you finally do have something happen, they're like, oh man, he was in the right place at the right time. Oh man, he finally got the break and was lucky. And you know, but they don't talk about all those yeah. all those times that you about starved to death and the songs that you write and the, you know, it's one of those, you know, yeah. One of those moments where it's what they call it, the overnight success.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I almost broke the record for how long it took. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it took a long time. You know, I remember my first hit with I Don't Have to Be Me Till Monday. You know, it was on the charts for almost a year. It was 44, 46 weeks. And, you know, you know what that meant. That meant it was slow moving. Now, it came out 9/10 before 9/11, and it had to go through a lot of, like, well, it's gone. It's lost its bullet. It's gone. Here it comes.
Right,
it comes.
Right.
But tell me about your first big song, and what was its journey, and was it a big act already, or did you help make the act big? You know, can you remember that far back?
My first single that I ever had was actually in Australia, but it was by an act named Brendan Walmsley. It was called That's What Brothers Do. Later on, Confederate Railroad cut it.
Right.
With them. But my first real single, like, you know, my first top five was I'm Trying for Trace Atkins.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and interesting story behind that is me and Jeffrey Steele and Anthony Smith was writing this other song that actually ended up being cut by Lori Morgan and Sammy Kershaw
when they were hooking up
3 seconds, and
about as long as their marriage. I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't mean that. So, I'm sorry, Sammy and Lori. I love you both. We love you both.
So we were writing that song. We were coming to the end of that song, and everybody was, you know, we had probably five people come in today. Say, hey, you going to the party? You going to the party? And we're like, what party? Oh, they're having this industry thing, you know, and everybody wanted us to go. We're like, well, we're about finished with the song. We were kind of packing up, you know. We were like, well, maybe we'll go over there. And Jeffrey said, man, I got this lick and got this idea for this thing called I'm Trying. And he, you know, and we're like, well, throw it out, man. We'll look at it. You know, maybe we'll get it next time we get together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
I'm getting excited. You know that, don't you? I'm getting excited.
He's like, it's getting up early, pulling double shift. Gonna make an old man of me long before I ever get rich, but I'm trying.
Man, gosh, dog.
And that's all he had.
I got chills.
And he
right
had
now.
This, and he had, and he had that lick,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
that odd dissonant chord. I was like, oh man, I love that chord. And I said, man, I got to go talk to, at the time, this was in Almo Irving.
Yeah, with our David Conrad, right.
Yeah. Universal.
Sure.
So I said, I'll be right back. And I kind of had to use the restroom. So I was like, and I just kind of, you know, I was like, I really like that. And I get literally halfway and it hit me. Like, I was like, you know, this never happens. It just kind of just like a lightning bolt. Usually I got to build everything. It takes forever. And I stopped. And I run back, and I open the door, and they both just kind of looked up, and I said, it's been 2 years since we finalized, and I still ain't used to putting X in front of Y.
Gosh,
but
dog.
I'm crying. And it was dead quiet.
Yeah.
And I was like, so is there any...
Yeah, you thought you did something wrong. You thought you did something wrong.
I was like, maybe I should, and they're like, holy crap, I love that, you know. And I was like, well, now I got to go use the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I love
that. Well, you know what? You know, it's funny how the song, like you talk about building process and co-writing it, because people ask about that a lot. You know, it's interesting. How many times have you gone in and you're writing something else and then the good one comes out? You know what I mean? Like it's happened for me. A few times that I can remember that actually made a big difference in my career. So that's the process of just doing it. And
we ended up writing till we wrote till everybody else was gone. We wrote till about 9 o'clock
You missed the party? You missed the party?
Yeah, we missed the party.
yeah. That's all right. That party was coming. You just, all you did was you delayed the real party. I love it.
What was funny too about that is later on, well, that song went on the charts and it just kind of stopped and at number 40, and they said I was within 2 days of basically them taking it off the charts because it lost its bullet for so long.
All right.
Trace got a DUI and it jumped 10 spots. And I was torn because I was like, man, I hated to see that, but at the same time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. Why do you feel like that played a positive role in the song rather than a negative?
I know. I don't know. It literally, they were about to take it completely off the chart, and I don't know if it was the message of the song that, man, I'm doing the best I can, and I'm trying, you know. And then he hit that, and then it literally jumped 10 spots, ended up being my first top five record.
You know, I want two things I want to say before the break. One is how you and I have been in this business a long time. And any listener out there that's listened to the song I'm Trying by Trace Atkins, one time, the first time, in an atmosphere where you can actually listen to it, right? and you're driving and your windows are up and it's quiet and you've got that moment, you're stuck in traffic or you're on the tractor. I don't care where you are, right? I'm telling you that you don't have any motion in your body if you don't go, well, that's special. Because I'm telling you, it's the first time I heard Strawberry Wine when Herky played me. And obviously, Dina became good friends of all of ours. And she's like a sister.
Right,
but before,
right. Mm-hmm.
Before she was a sister, and I got to really know her, I heard that song. And it is said on, Herky and them said, well, we're just trying to figure out what to do with it. And I looked at Herky and I said, put it out. But they go, it's not real country. And we just, she's not real country. And the first time I heard it on the radio, and I was driving in Nashville. And Jerry House was playing it, you know, testing
it. Oh, yeah.
And I remember going like, oh, my God. It exploded through the radio. And you're going like, now Herky knew it was a hit. But he was just trying to work on timing and all that. And Herky's one of us.
Right, right.
But anyway, the bottom line was when he played it, I said, Herky, I mean, he goes, Steve, it's more involved than that. And I said, at that time, I was going like, why? But I understand. But anyway, that's what I want to say. We're going to take a break. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. My man, Chris Wallen, incredible singer-songwriter, great guy, period. He's got me all worked up right now. And I'm going to have to kind of go, I may have to go shower after that. I feel like I'm sweating. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out your next getaway, sweating or in a cool room. It's all there. So many great things to do. It's just right there outside your door. I'll be right back.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 50-50 shot of rain, partly sunny, high near 89. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy, low around 73. Your finally Friday, a 20% chance of rain, partly sunny, high near 89. And a look to Saturday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny, high near 92. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
It's a madness sale. We're back on the lot.
The deals are astounding.
Really? Stop the noise. Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors. It's what they're all about. Come see Steve Owen and the friendly staff and find a quality pre-owned vehicle with financing available and a warranty. Pinnacle Motors on Highway 463 in Brandon at the corner of Baker Lane and Vine Street. Online at PinnacleMotorsLLC.com. Quality vehicles, affordable prices, Pinnacle Motors.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high-efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind-blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
A Complete Flag Source is proud to announce that Mississippi has a new state flag. We are taking orders now for all sizes of the newly designed State of Mississippi flag. Flags are in production, and soon you can be flying one at your home, school, or business. Place your order by emailing at sales@completeflags.com, calling our store at 601-362-9333, or finding us on the web at completeflags.com. Have you paid a visit to our store? A Complete Flag Source is located at 5295 I-55 North Jackson. Too far to visit? Give us a call at 601-362-9333 with your order or questions. Thank you for shopping local and supporting a Mississippi-owned business.
There's a job for every driver at Total Transportation of Mississippi. Now is the time to join our team. We know that driving is more than just a job. It's a way of life for those on the road. Our Total Team family is here to support our drivers every mile of the way. And now we're hiring teams with $7,500 sign-on bonus. And for individuals, several options are available. With over 30 years experience and 1,300 employees and counting, Total Transportation is your next job for the open road. Visit TotalMS.com to apply. TotalMS.com. Safety, security, service. That's Total Transportation.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
tired of spinning my wheels.
I'm Steve Azar, and I am trying to get through this radio show without you guys going out there like, something is seriously wrong with Steve, and we like it. I'm with Chris Wallen, incredible singer-songwriter, so many wonderful hits, a wonderful journey and career, and every guy that I know or girl in our business, they love this guy. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. Go to visitmississippi.org. You know what I'm talking about. All right, Chris, let's go back to growing up a little bit. We all have our own journey, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about yours, where you grew up, and how Nashville ended up being your home.
Man, I tell you, this is my first taste of Nashville. My mother made a record in Nashville when I was 7 years old. Hmm. And we lived on top of a bar on Broadway called The Turf.
Come on.
And Mom sang at The Turf at night. And that was my first. I knew from an early age that the people that were singing the songs weren't necessarily the people that created the songs. And I knew that from very early age. And so I always wanted to be a songwriter. I always wanted to be that person. I never really wanted to be the person out front. And, I had bands and everything, but I remember one of my earliest memories is, and I still have it, I actually have it on the wall in here. When I was with my mom in Nashville, she would go to all these bars and restaurants with a 45 record and jukebox inserts. And she would take me around, drag me around, and she would ask these bars and restaurants to put her 45 record in their jukeboxes, and she'd have to bring the jukebox insert. And I still got some of those jukebox inserts on my wall, but so it was a different time back then. So I ended up moving back home to East Tennessee, where I'm from, and then I moved. Right after high school, I ended up moving to Nashville again. I didn't last that long. I ended up roommates with a bail bondsman, and I helped him doing skip tracing, which is finding fugitives. I was about 18 years old.
Were you a bounty hunter?
Yeah.
Is that a bounty hunter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was scared to death, man.
You know what? I got to interrupt you real quick because I want you to continue.
Yes,
but I want you to know, of all our friends, your story is actually the only one that's different. You've actually got a real story. All of ours are the exact same. We had our band in high school and college, and we had people following us, and da 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 da. And yours is your mom's doing the Loretta Lynn thing. She's bringing records and putting them in jukebox with inserts, and then you've gone, and now you're a bell bondsman. I love this. I mean, you're a bounty hunter. This is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very bad one. But that guy was crazy. The guy that, I come home one day and someone had spray painted NARC on our door. We were roommates at this hotel, and it was just, I was like, I got to get out of here. This ain't me. This isn't. So anyway, I ended up moving back home again, and then I was working at a factory. I was an assistant supervisor at this factory. People always ask you, how did you decide to move to Nashville? Well, I had I had a rare day off, and I had invited some friends to come over to watch a couple of movies. Well, this is giving away my age, but we rented the VCR.
We're going to give away both our ages. What are you talking about?
We rented two movies and a VCR, two VHS tapes. And so anyway, we all, I brought some food in. We watched these movies, and I was put them back in the bag. And I just happened to see the movie, how long the movies were. And each movie was about 2 hours long. And it hit me like a train that put these two movies together, and that's what it is to drive to Nashville. and this money that I spent to buy this pizza and all this stuff was gas money
to get to Nashville. Come on.
And I was just like, what am I doing? I'm at this job I hate. I really didn't like this job. And, you know, and it was like, I am two movies away from my dream.
You know that's the most bizarre way of realizing in the history of road trips and moving to Nashville, of adding the time on two movies, on these tapes that you could sling around and throw them all over the world, and you still couldn't damage them, like 8 tracks. And then this was Blockbuster before Blockbuster wasn't
100%,
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. This is you know, isn't it funny how most of our minds and our business work? Because to even go there, our listeners right now are going like, it took you that? Like, there's no way. Your mind can't go there. And I love how it hits you like a train. That's
it
what
did,
I
did, man, because I was playing Gatlinburg. I was doing a solo act in Gatlinburg on my days off here and there. And you
and
know,
you're a great solo act, just FY.
And I'm just like, you know, and it hit me. I'm like, this dream that I've had, that my mother had her whole life before I was even born, is two movies away. What am I doing? Why am I not, you know? So anyway, not too long after that, I started driving to Nashville every weekend for 2 years. And I met great friends that I'm still great friends with, and I ended up at this place called the Broken Spoke Cafe.
Sure. Yeah.
And I ended up, you know, lucky for me, like, you know, everybody has their clique, their people that they start hanging out with when they first come to town. Well, I didn't know this. I didn't know the level of this at the time, because they were just my buddies. But my clique was Anthony Smith, Tony Lane, James Otto.
Small guy,
you know,
James, little guy.
And David Lee.
Unbelievable.
And it was just like, I had no idea at the time that those guys would go on to be, you know, to be big songwriters. And yeah. And to this day, we do shows together and are great friends. Let me backtrack a little bit, because this is kind of a long story.
It's all right.
So I moved to Nashville. Okay, so I had this, for one thing, as soon as I moved to Nashville, I used to buy 29-cent McDonald's hamburgers. I used, because they were 29 cents on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. and I would buy 50 at a time. I would go in and I would freeze them in my freezer.
Oh, my God.
All week.
You got like frozen crystals in the, frozen McDonald's.
All week on like $15.
Yeah. And the story gets more bizarre. Keep going. I love it.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you know, if you've never went in and ordered 50 hamburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke, it's pretty funny. So
that's the greatest thing ever. Your own ball team.
So I used to do that. So, but I, you know, it was at a low time. I'd been there.
Sure.
You know, I've been there a while, and I was living off my 401k from my money that I brought from the factory, and basically I was out. I mean, I was broke. I was about to, you know, I just got a call from Ford Motor Credit that told me I had to have $860 that coming week, or I was going to, or they were going to repossess my car, and it might as well have been $8 million.
Sure,
at the time,
yeah.
So basically, I'm calling my dad. You know, they don't have any money. I get a call from a guy that I've been playing songs for a long time with King Lizard Music. His name was Kingsley Brock, and his partner was Liz Rose.
Of course, yeah.
He ended up, you know, writing all those Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah.
He called. He goes, "You've been playing us songs for a while. I would like to talk to you about coming in and possibly being a staff writer for King Lizard Music." So I come over, and he didn't know anything that was going on with me.
Sure.
We'll say you started at the first of the month. It was the middle of the month. We can give you $400 for your Schedule A, which is every song I'd ever written. We'll give you $250 a week. He said, "So we can write you a check today for $900.
Oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
No. He had no idea.
Yeah.
Actually, he didn't know any of this until a few years ago when I talked to him. I said, yes, I ended up taking that. I Western Unioned Ford Motor Credit.
Yeah.
$860. That was a Monday.
And you had enough money to pay for
Wednesday,
McDonald's.
I went in and I bought 100 hamburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke.
You're stepping up.
And I come in and I said, I want 100 hamburgers, a large fry, and a Diet Coke. And I'm not standing here if that woman didn't look right at me and say, do you want that for here or to go?
I love her.
I was like, do I really look like I could eat 100 hamburgers here?
I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. Visit Mississippi.org is the place. Trust me, so many great things to do that are right here. Glorious in our state. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. I'm with Chris Wallen. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Here's Uncle Si.
What's the biggest bug you've ever seen in your life?
Well, that would be me and a bunch of soldiers when we was in Vietnam fighting the war. We run into a herd of Oriental cockroaches, and they all weighed about 30 pounds. We actually had a firefight with them for about 2 hours. They was trying to overrun us. If you want the real story about pest control, call Havard Pest Control Incorporated, the professional bug exterminator.
The name to trust for over 65 years. At Havard Pest Control, the difference is clear.
At Havard Pest Control, their number one goal is customer satisfaction. Havard understands that everyone's pest control needs are different. That's why they offer a wide variety of services to protect your home against all kinds of pests and termite invasions. When it comes to keeping your home and family safe against all kinds of pests, trust Havard.
Havard Pest Control.
Visit HavardPest.com or call 601-936-0309. 601-936-0309.
G3 Services is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental. We at Capital Dental want you to be confident in a bright and healthy smile that you can be proud of. We provide teeth whitening to brighten your smile. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
Gallo here for AC Experts, where William Overstreet's my go-to guy. Has been for a long time. Family-owned, not a franchise. 28 years experience from maintenance to installation, new heating, geothermal systems, and repairs come with a full-year warranty. You mention my name, he'll take $50 off servicing. William Overstreet's the AC Expert, 769-237-COOL. Or email directly, theacexperts@yahoo.com. And on Facebook at AC Experts. Or tweet or text me personally, I'll be glad to send you the contact. The AC Experts, highly recommended.
Hey, I'm here with Alex Murray of Auto Innovation.
At Auto Innovation, we want to change your car buying experience. When you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, please come see us. We want to make friends, not just customers. All eligible vehicles are inspected by a MasterTech mechanic and come with a limited powertrain warranty on us. We are located on Highway 51 in Ridgeland. Come by and see us or check out our inventory online at autoinnovation.net. Let us change your car buying experience.
Auto Innovation, Highway 51 in Ridgeland.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. The Secretary of State's office fielded around 430 calls to the elections hotline during Tuesday's municipal general election. Most of those calls involved mask requirements, affidavit ballots, even weather conditions for precincts in North Mississippi. That's an area that's been dealing with flooding. For more details on this story, you can log on to supertalk.fm. A hearing was held yesterday focused on cybersecurity of critical infrastructure. Mississippi Congressman Betty Thompson, who is the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, says the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline crystallized the devastating consequences of ransomware.
More importantly, it raised serious questions about the cybersecurity practices of critical infrastructure owners and operators and whether voluntary cybersecurity standards are sufficient.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
One of the things I enjoy most about raising catfish is the end result, the fish on the truck headed to the plant. I like that because we raised a good product with a good team and a good result from all the hard work that we've done. I'm Terry Cruz, and I'm proud to be your 2020 Arkansas Catfish Farmer of the Year. We all have to eat. So if you're going to eat, eat U.S. farm-raised catfish.
News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in
and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news is supertalk.fm. Your Mississippi news on air and online. supertalk.fm.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's summer.
Summer.
There's a cool way to wrap up a hot summer day.
It's called
Sports Talk Mississippi. Afternoons 3 to 6 on Supertalk Mississippi. News happens fast.
There's a lot to take in and a lot to hear
from all across the Magnolia State.
And the foremost spot for Mississippi news
is supertalk.fm.
Your Mississippi news
on air and online.
supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Supertalk Mississippi.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously. Like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation.
With Chris Wallen, incredible songwriter, singer-songwriter, great artist, great guy. Excited to have him in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, listening to his incredible story and journey to becoming one of Nashville's greatest. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Pay attention to your surroundings. So important that we keep our state as gorgeous as it can be. When people go to visit Mississippi.org, they'll go, yeah, that all makes sense. Hey, you know, you bring up something that's very important. You say that, you know, there it is. There you are on the chopping blocks of life, right? I mean, you are you are battered and beat, and then you're going, he didn't know. Well, somebody knew that you were in this place. You know what I'm saying? Sir. I mean, that was your, you know, somebody was looking out for you and knew how hard you had been working. Your every trip you ever took, every time you started and stopped, you know, this was going to be the time you weren't going to get to stop ever again. And that is just, to me, I mean, you know, it's extremely moving. You know, do you ever look back and go, holy Moses, holy smokes.
Oh, man, there's been a couple of those moments, man. You know, and you know what I think about, though? I think about, because, you know, I know you know this too, that you look back on some of the people that have come and gone, and I'm like, there's people who didn't get that last minute reprieve.
Right. There are.
That I thought were way more talented than I ever was. That I, you know, I've seen people come and go that were so talented that just blew me away.
Chris,
that
you
never hear of. Nobody's ever heard of.
You think they just quit early, right? I mean, we were.
Yeah,
were we?
I mean, I don't know. But I think that sometimes it's like, they didn't get that last minute thing, you know? Because there's been a couple of those. There was a time, you know, actually during that time, my buddy Craig Monday. You know, I was roommates with him when I first come to town, and And, you know, I was so embarrassed. I come up to him. I was like, man, I'm so sorry. I said, I hate to tell you this on my first month of being roommates, but I don't have my side of the rent.
Yeah. Wow.
And he said, he looked at me and said, don't feel too bad because I don't have mine either. We ended up taking a walk for about 2 hours Antioch, and came back, and there was a letter on the wall from his apartment building telling, hey, since you stayed in this building, we're going to give you a free month. We're going to defer a month.
Since you stayed there?
Since he stayed there instead of moving, you know, he just went from one apartment to another.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, and it's like a couple of those things have happened to me in my life, and it's like, you know, I'm one of those people who I truly believe that life doesn't just happen.
Mm-mm.
It isn't just chance. Life is directed.
Yeah. Well, I think it's directed. This is an interesting conversation. You and I can go deep here, but I think it's directed when you're making effort. I don't think you can just
100%.
Lay there. You know, I think that you have and I think that you have to be, I think that there's times when you got to have true moments of suffering for that to happen, and it all lines up. But there's, we're talking about in the very beginning about luck. Luck found you because you put yourself in that situation where you were at the bottom of the scraping the bottom as far below the barrel. You're underneath the barrel, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting. When your mom was going through everything she was going through and you were watching that as a kid, right?
Right.
You know, a lot of times that could go both ways. You go, I'm never going to do that. Why do you feel you were attracted to it?
Right.
Why? Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like it didn't run you off?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those to where I guess as a kid, it was my security blanket. You know, my guitar and songs, being able to write songs from an early age. I don't know. I think I've seen, I've seen Mom do it. And I thought that's, you know, just something just struck me, and it was, I don't know, the reason, I guess, is just familiarity. I don't know if it was that or if it was just, it's something that, you know, I was the fat kid, you know, growing up, and except when I had my guitar in my hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when
you were Elvis. You changed.
Yeah, well, I was hillbilly Elvis.
That's fine.
But
it does change the way girls looked at us when we were younger. I got to tell you.
Yeah, well,
I was the opposite. I was the skinny kid. And you know what I mean? And my nose was twice probably the size of my face at the time. My face hadn't grown into my nose yet. You know, I mean, I had to work out hard to get to some sort of size, you know, and eventually it happened without the use of steroids, I may add, everybody. But anyway, but the bottom line was you're saying it. And I ran into that when I remember trying to ask some girls when I was 14 to dance, and then they wouldn't. And the next day I was in the talent contest, and the next thing you know, they were around me going like, we'd like to dance. And I went like, I'll be doggone. I took it offensive. I said, they like my guitar. I was 14.
Yeah.
I'm still not that
how
smart, Chris.
You?
But how dare you not like my guitar more than you like me? Oh, my God. That was I sort of remember that. Like, that sort of carried me. And I really believe in my life, when I met Gwen, that I said, that's the one. That I am not going to mess. And then, you know, we've had a long, long, long marriage. And I just feel like that. I think it was that moment, as small of a moment as that should have been in my life, it stuck with me. So I get it. I took a serious approach to what you just said. But the bottom line was, you know, Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, and it was just something that, it was something, it didn't come easy, but it was something I was interested in, and it was something that I would continue, that kept my interest for, my whole life, you know? And I have this thing, too, about creating. It's like, I think as creators, we have this responsibility to leave something behind, a responsibility and a blessing that we get to leave something behind that wasn't there before we came.
It's beautiful. Yeah, sure. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to leave something behind. I'm going to leave this segment behind because you're going to be the first one to ever be the DJ into the third segment because we blew through the second segment. And I love that because the story was just too good to slow you down. So at my fourth year, you're the first one to ever be a segment late. We are the birthplace of American music. I know you're from East Tennessee. One of my greatest influences, my first producer that we had hits with, dear friend Rafe Van Hoy was from East Tennessee. And I know the brilliance that happens up there. And our boy Anthony, plenty of great songwriters like you have come from that area. Dolly's been roaming those parts forever. And what she's done for that whole area, and obviously it's like, she spread the love. But with that, we are the birthplace of American music. Would you like to hear in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio? Visit Mississippi.org is the place to go. I'm not just saying that, that in. It is a place. Would you like to hear, let's go Paul Davis or Leanne Rimes? Which one?
Oh, man. Paul Davis, Leanne Rimes. Man, let's do a little Paul Davis.
I just love him. I absolutely love this man. And he is flying in heaven. He's going to sing one from there. And
yes,
we'll have Super Talk play one for us. I'm with Chris Wallen. What a songwriter. What a guy, as you can tell. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar.
No, my heart just can't hide that old feeling inside.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome to summertime in Mississippi.
It's hot out here. It's so hot out there.
As we always say, welcome to the state with the purest form of humidity. The hottest talk all summer long. Heat's on, baby. Heat's on. Super Talk Mississippi. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. From trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture. With all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving, a farmer's market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to a total transformation. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Callaway's in Gladstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Callaway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Callaway's is.
Ridgeland Medical Clinic is a proud sponsor of the Gallo Radio Show, conveniently located in Ridgeland off Highway 51 North in the Oak Place Shopping Center. Call them to see Jody Adams today.
Are you an employee or employer in search of flame-resistant clothing that'll protect your arms and legs but won't cost you an arm and a leg? Well, ESI Supply has you covered, literally, with full coveralls, button-down long sleeves, two-button cotton pullovers, and jeans to go with them. ESI Supply is your flame-resistant clothing headquarters. If we don't have it, we can get it at prices that won't burn the pocketbook. ESI Supply, 601-933-4910, and online at esisupply.net. ESI Supply, your flame-resistant clothing headquarters.
Pillium Corporation knows the technology is constantly evolving, especially in these challenging times. With so many people working at home, securing and guarding your company's data on-site or remotely is more critical than ever.
As we all adapt to the new normal, Pillium continues to help you stay secure and current with IT support and security and forensics, plus cloud services and networking, mobile communications, body cams, and in-car video systems.
Contact us at Pillium.com.
Smart people, smart business, smart solutions.
No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com. Whatever Mother Nature dishes out, No Drip Roofing and Construction can take care of it. 601-371-1051. 601-371-1051. 601-371-1051.
The Great American Cleanup has begun. It's the state's largest effort to prevent litter and beautify communities. Keep Mississippi Beautiful is working to expand our wildflower plantings across our state and to make Mississippi more beautiful. We encourage you to volunteer with us this year. And remember, cover and tarp your load and keep litter in its proper place. Learn more at keepmsbeautiful.com.
AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about the COVID-19 vaccines and the distribution plans in Mississippi. Just visit aarp.org/MSvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Mississippi, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/MSvaccine, paid for by AARP.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
There ain't no street in this town where the memory.
As we do continue down a Mississippi Minute, it sometimes can feel like it's short, sometimes feel like it's long. I imagine we're listening to Chris Wallen and I, it's like pulling some sort of teeth, but we're the teeth you didn't need. Does that make sense? So we're doing you a favor. You're not eating corn on the cob with that anyway. So second of all, yeah. Go to visit Mississippi.org. It's the place to go, and you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Hey, Chris, let's talk about the one thing that you and I both are doing when you brought this up the other day, because I want people to know. My wife has been telling me, I've been working with songwriters via Skype, or with, I call this right. All Access Azar, and I just produced a record on a kid that actually was in Nashville, and the good news is Anthony's company there are all excited about him, so I think the possibility of that, he played last night for some folks. Anyway, he's the kid I've been telling you about, and I can't wait to share, the world's going to love him. But anyway, long story short, his name's Tyler Tisdale, by the way, everybody. But there's not a lot for you to check out yet, but you're about to be checking him out in like the next 2.5 months. But with that said, there was a point to my madness here. What was I going to tell you? Help me out here.
It was going to be something good.
Ah, dang it. Oh yeah. So you and I have been working with people, but my wife's been going, Steve, you're spending way too much time. You could maximize your time by having an online course. And I said, how the heck do you do that? Well, guess what? Chris Wallen has an online course. So take me down that road and how you decided to do it and how do people find it and all that and find you?
Well, I kind of, you know, it was one of those things where it was kind of a, I won't say the name, C-19 moment, the pandemic moment. And I was just, it was one of those things where I pushed away everything when I was writing songs, but writing songs for 20 years. And so there's some great music out there, but in my opinion, the lyric quality has went down a little bit, compared to when I was coming up. And there's still some great people out there, don't get me wrong, but overall. And I was like, you know what, I just want to be a part of great songs and great music, no matter what capacity.
The idea of knowing that I get to pull you out of a toolbox is kind of exciting. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Are that mind of yours?
Yeah, I'm one of those tools that work. You know, don't always work. No.
Yeah, I love it.
No, I go through things like that. One of the things that I have in here is a thing called the narrator. That I talk about, that I think is one of the most under-talked about things. And basically, the narrator is not the person who is singing your song, but the actor who is portraying the role in your song. Because all songs are three-minute movies, and you're casting whatever actor you want to play in that role. So, I always tell people, what does that character look like that is singing your song? What would they say and how would they say it? And you take that narrator, and what it does is it makes your song more believable and authentic because it's coming. And no one else may even know who this narrator is. And I'm not talking about story songs. I'm talking about any song. If you're writing a thrash metal song or a bluegrass song, if you listen, every song has its own narrator. You can just about see that person. So anyway, I touch on things like that, and I go through rhyme schemes and irony and metaphor and I'm going to be adding on to it as well. So it's just something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, and
I love it.
I would love for people to go check it out.
I just love it, and this is something that we were about to do, so I'm going to check it out and steal the idea.
Please do.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Now I'm really proud of you doing this. This is wonderful. It is something that, folks, it's real deal. It just makes a big difference. I love the impact I've been able to make. 2 hours at a time, because the bottom line is it's working, because their songs are getting better there and they stick around, so that means that obviously they see the value in what we can offer. So what's the website again? One more time, Chris.
It's buildinggreatsongs.com. And I will tell everybody too, if you want, and we'll put out the links as well, but if you want to contact me directly for more information, you can contact me at chris@chriswallen.com.
Okay, great.
As well.
Well, there you go. Well, this show allows me to find out stuff that I just didn't know about my friends, Anyway, what a story. It's remarkable, and it was meant to be because all the effort you put in. And those two VHS tapes adding up to 4 hours, and the pizzas that could have got you there for the gas. I'll never forget that as long as I ever live, or never live. Either way, Chris Wall and everybody in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, visit Mississippi.org is the place to check out. And so many wonderful, cool things that we have to do historically, culturally. I know I sound like a broken record, but there ain't nothing wrong with a broken record or a gold or platinum record, which my guest and I have gotten the thrill of understanding. How cool that is. So either way, but we've also broke records, too. You know what I mean? We've broken them, too. Part of the
deal. Oh, yeah.
Chris, thank you, pal. You're the best.
Thank you so much, man.
I'll see you soon.
I
love you, buddy.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.